بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, last week I was at Deerfield Academy, which is a very famous school in Deerfield, and one of the students of Deerfield Academy was King Abdullah II, who is now the King of Jordan. So I went there, and the person who invited me, he teaches a class of Islamic studies, and the title of the class was Islam and the Quran. And that was the first day, so he told me, please start our class, begin the class. Alhamdulillah. Interestingly, all the students, every single one of them, are non-Muslim, no Muslims. The teacher himself is a non-Muslim. And they're learning Islam and the Quran. So they brought ceremonially a Quran, which was given to them by King Abdullah himself. Then they gave each student one translation, English translation of the Quran. So I thought for a minute, how do I start this class? So I started the class by reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Ikhlas. Because I asked them first, I said, have you ever heard the Quran? The thing we forget is that the Quran al-Kareem is the kalam of Allah. It is not the tahrir, it's not writing. It is the speech of Allah. The Quran came as the spoken word. It did not come as a piece of paper with writing on it. It came as a spoken word. Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Jibreel alayhi salam in a way that suits his majesty and grace, and Jibreel alayhi salam spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu spoke to the Sahaba, and only then was the Quran written down and preserved. But it came originally as a spoken word. It's very important to remember that, because it is the power of the spoken word which enters through the ear straight into the heart. And when it enters a heart that is ready to receive it, it transforms the individual and transforms his life. So the key is the heart ready to receive the kalam of Allah? So I recited Surah Al-Fatiha. I said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
And then I translated. The reason I'm doing this is not simply to report to you what happened, so that we go through the process. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by His name, and He said, we take the protection of Allah from shaitan ar-rajim, and we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful. And we say, all praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, the creator, sustainer, maintainer, protector of the universe. Again we go to His sifat, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. And who is He? He is Malik Yawmiddin. He is the owner, he is the king. Whether you pronounce it Malik or Malik, of the Day of Judgment. And then we come to the essence of Islam. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Only you we worship, and only you we seek help from. Nobody else. لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ. فِي عِبَادَةَ وَفِي عَانَةَ. لَا شَرِكَ. Only we worship only you, and we seek help only from you. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. And then we ask the dua which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the path, the straight path, the path of steadfastness, the path of righteousness, the path of all goodness, dunya wal akhirah. And then wazahat of this. The path of those who you blessed, not the path of those who incurred your anger or who were astray. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So I said to them, and I say to you, and I say to myself, the essence of Islam, if somebody says, tell me about Islam in two words, just two words, what are the two words? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. This is the essence of Islam. This is the araq. This is the essence of Islam. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Then ask them, because King Abdullah studied in the same school, I said to them, supposing you are in the lift, in the elevator, and King Abdullah walks in and the door shuts, and you have him to yourself for 20 seconds, 30 seconds for the lift to come down, what will you say to him? What will you say to him which has the potential of changing your life? Because the man has the power, he has the power, he has the wealth, he can do anything for you. What will you say to him? How will you say to him? And of course, the unfortunate thing is we don't teach the way we should teach. So they said, one guy said, I will tell him my name is so and so. Who cares about your name? You think the king is concerned about your name? Who cares? Another one said, no, I will say hello. No, you don't say hello to the king. I said, you will say to the king, Your Majesty, I am from Deerfield Academy. Because he's from Deerfield Academy, that's his school. You say, Your Majesty, I am from your school. You get an instant connection. Your Majesty, I am from your school. What? You're from my school? Tell me what you want. Ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, Allah is beyond all examples. This is what we are doing. We say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. You're building a connection. Ya Allah, I am yours. Ya Allah, I worship only you. Ya Allah, I ask help only from you. Right? Only from you. And Allah said, okay, what do you want? إِهْدِنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. إِهْدِنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ is the acceptance of this connection. Allah says, yes, you are mine, tell me what you want. Otherwise, dua would not have been there. If Allah said, no, you are not mine, then what dua? To ask whom? See, I can have it, I can stay. And then I recited for them Suratul Ikhlas, because this is the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They asked him, they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. لَقَدْ قَدَمَ نَفْسَهُ وَقَالْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدِ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدِ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ لَقَدْ قَدَمَ نَفْسَهُ بجلاله وجماله وكماله فقال الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. فقال عن الكبرياء وعن الكلام لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. ومرة ثانية لقد كظم نفسه ما هو الله؟ هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. فهو قدم نفسه عن وبال نعمه علينا وأسألنا فقال ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم ثباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا. فهو أخبرنا عن المستقبل المؤكد لا ريب فيه. إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في السور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا. إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا. لمن؟ إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء عصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا. وإن شاء الله لنا اللهم جعلنا مع المتقين إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب ترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. وقدم نفسه مرة ثانية رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا. إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. As I said before, Islam is the name of a connection, of a relationship. Al-Islam, huwa ismuhu alaqa. Alaqatu bayna al-abd wa bayna al-rab. Alaqatu bayna al-na wa bayna rabbina wa bayna Allah. بسبب هذا الشاعر هو يقول هل لك سر عند الله بينك أنت وبين الله هل لك صدقات تخفى لا يعلمها إلا الله هل لك سر عند الله بينك أنت وبين الله هل لك صدقات تخفى لا يعلمها إلا الله. هذه ضرورة ضرورة أكيد. It is very critical and important to have a secret between us and Allah. Something that only Allah knows. The Shahid says, is there a secret between you and Allah, which only Allah knows? Is there a sadaqah, some good thing you have done, which only Allah knows? Nobody else. I remind myself and you, I'm not translating any of the ayat which I recited because all of these are familiar to you. You know this, you know the surah, you know the ayat. Just look up the translation if you like. The very important for us, focus on the connection with Allah. Nothing else matters. And when we have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically we obey Allah. Because the connection with Allah, al-alaqatu bayna al-abd wa bayna al-rabb huwa alaqatu al-ubudiyyah. Alaqatu al-ubudiyyah. The connection between Allah, the relationship between Allah and the slave is the relationship of worship, of submitting to Allah. Submitting to Allah. سمعنا وطعنا. Nothing else in between. سمعنا وطعنا. Allah said, do, we do. خلاص. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His hope, with His kibriya, glory, majesty. Shaykh Risali al-A'la bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. هذا صحيح 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 صحيح. ليس اطمئنان القلب في مخدرات وفي دواء وفي كل شيء، في اي شيء. الاطمئنان القلب فقط 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 في ذكر الله. الاطمئنان القلب، the peace of mind is not in drugs and in medicines and in antidepressants and no, it is in the ذكر of Allah. The ذكر of Allah elevates you. It expands your heart. It makes you alive. It gives you strength and power, and because we are connected to Rabbul Alameen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect us to Him and to fill our lives with His glory and majesty and to make us shine with His power and His glory. And make us guides for ourselves and for everyone who comes into contact with us. We ask Allah to accept our du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.